Yiraisa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Yuma Laman Aleph Amud Aleph. We're holding on the second line of Laman Aleph Amud Aleph by the words Amr Le'Abaye. So says the Gemara, Amr Le'Abaye Rabbi Yosef, Bia B'miksa Shema Bia Eloi. Do we say that if a person only goes partially into the Azara, so is that call that he's going into the Azara regarding the Chi of Tefillah before going into the Azara? We mentioned in our Mishnah that even someone who's presumed to be Tar, he has to go to the Mikvah before going into the Azara. Let's say he only goes partially into the Azara, does he need to go to the Mikvah? So Amr Le'Abaye Rabbi Yosef attacked him, that Bahinus Yechichu, that the thumbs of the Metzera, though, that will tell us the halacha, Shein Bia B'miksas, there the Metzera is only going partially into the Azara, V'tanya, and yet still we learned in the Braisa, that Metzera says, Toivo V'aymi B'shar Niknur, that first he goes to the mikvah before putting in his thumbs. So you see that obviously that even though it's only a Bia B'miksas, and he's presumed to be Tari, just went the previous day to the mikvah, he still needs to go to the mikvah again before going partially into the Azara. So you see, a Bia B'miksas, a Shema Bia, regarding this halacha. Says the Gemara Yibayluhu, Mahu Shiyasu Sakin Aruka Vishchay. What's the halacha? Can they make a long knife to do the Shechita without going to the mikvah? A person is presumed to be Tar, so regarding Hilchos Shechita, there's nothing wrong. He could stand outside the Azara, the animal will be inside the Azara, and he'll do the Shechita. But the Shaila is, does he have to go to the mikvah first? Here he's not actually going into the Azara, so does he need to go to the mikvah? So says the Gemara, Tibayla Ben Zayma, Tibayla Rabban, and the Pliga Leader Yehuda. We could ask this Shaila and the Ben Zayma, who's the most chamer shita, he holds it, normally speaking, there's a chi of daraisa to go to the mikvah before entering the Azara. And we could ask the Shaila according to the Rabbanan who argue in Rabbi Huda, and they say that generally a person does not even need to go to the mikvah at all before going into the Azara. The Chachamim on Laman Amabez, they were chaylik on the whole tefillah. They said that only a mitzayra needs to go, but a regular person does not need to go to the mikvah before entering the Azara. Explains the Gemara, Tibayla ben Zayma, we could ask the Shaila within Shitas ben Zayma, Ad Kanlai Mechayev ben Zayma El Gavai, Ava Livra Eloi. It could be until now ben Zayma only required this tefillah before going into the Azara for a person who's going inside the Azara. But here, where he's standing outside, so maybe not. Aydama Asin Limshuche, or maybe still ben Zayma requires the tefillah in this case, because maybe he's gonna end up going inside. Tibayla Rabban and the Pliga Leid Rabbi Yehuda, we could ask the Shaila according to the Rabban who are Chalik on Rabbi Yehuda, even though they generally don't require a tefillah. Ad kan leka'ami Rabbanan hasam de leka'avid avayda. When is it that the Rabbanan say that a person going into the Azara doesn't need a tefillah? That's because he's not performing an avayda. Aval hacha de ka'avid avayda, but here where he's doing an avayda, even though shechita lav avayda, but sometimes we still consider it an avayda. So therefore lay, so maybe not. Aydam olay shno, or maybe even here where he's doing an avayda, maybe still the chachamim say, the chachamim who argue on Rabbi Yehuda, maybe they still say that there's no chi of tefillah, and the Gemara says teku. The Gemara leaves the shayla unresolved. We said in the Mishnah that Chamish Tfilas Vasara Kiddushin Taivel, we said that the Kain Gadol on Yom Kippur, he goes to the mikvah 5 times, and he does Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim 10 times. So says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, Chamish Tfilas Vasara Kiddushin Taivel Kain Gadol Mekadish Rebbe Yoyim. So he goes to the mikvah 5 times, and he does Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim from the Kiyur 10 times. V'chulam B'Kodesh Abbeis Aparva. And they're all in places, they're all in a mikvah that has Kiddushas Azara, and then it's located on top of the Beis Aparva, Chutz Mirishayna, except for the very first tefillah, at the start of the day before Shechtin the Karban Tamid, before going into the Azara. So that's Shaisa Bachol, that was in a place that did not have Kedushas Azara, and it was Al-Gabi Shar Hamayim. It was located on the top of the Shar Hamayim, Ubitzad Lishkas of Haisa, which was right next to the Kohen Gadol's Lishka. So now says the Gemara, Amr Abaye, Abaye says, from this that the Kohen Gadol's mikvah was on top of Shar Hamayim, so you see Shema Mina in Etam, you see from here that in Etam, which was the spring of water that gave its water to the Kohen Gadol's mikvah, the waters came directly from that spring to the mikvah, so it must be that in Etam was Gevayr Mikar Kazara Esam V'Shalosh Amais, it must be was at least above the ground level of the Azara 23 Amais, that not because we learned in the Mishnah, that Kol HaPsachim Shayusham, that all the different Psachim that were in the Beis HaMikdash, including this Shar Hamayim, they were all Gevayr Esam Amiv Rachman Eser Amis. They were 20 Amis tall and 10 Amis wide, Chutz Mishal Ulam, except for the Ulam, which was much larger. It was 40 Amis tall and 20 Amis wide. V'tani, we learned in a Braisa regarding the size of a mikvah, The pasuk says, "Varachas b'saru b'mayim." So we learn out from there, "B'may mikvah," that you have to go into waters of a mikvah, not waters that were not meshuvim. And kol b'saru, we learn out from kol b'saru, the mayim shekol gufa ayilaban, that a person has to go into enough water that could cover his entire body in one shot. B'chamahein, and how much water is that? Amal amah b'rum gimel amais. It's a one amah by one amah with a height of three amais. B'shiru chachamim may mikvah arba'im sa, which the chachamim said that shear is 40 saw of water. So now, if the shar hamayim, which we said was 20 amos tall, because all the psachim in the Beis HaMikdash are 20 amos tall, and the mikvah is 3 amos tall, so if you do the math, it comes out that the mikvah must have been 23 amos above the ground level of the Azara. So now if any Eitam gave its water directly to this mikvah, and water obviously only travels downwards, so it must be an Eitam cannot have been lower than 23 amos above the ground level of the Azara. Correct the Gemara, it had to have been even taller, because Vaika Amma Tikra of Amma Maziva. There's the Amma of the thickness of the roof of the Shar HaMayim, and then there's the Amma of the pavement, which has to be on top of the roof to support the mikvah, underneath the waters of the mikvah, so that's going to lift up the total, that's going to lift up the mikvah an extra two Amis. So how could you say that Enetam is only not less than 23 amos, the chariot's not less than 25 amos above the ground level. So says the Gemara, no, sha'arim, the Beis HaMikdash, the sha'arim that were in the Beis HaMikdash, such as the Shar HaMayim, Kavan Desheshaninu, since they were made out of marble, so the Mashu Avdiluhu, they didn't need to have such a thick roof or Maziva, it could have been just a Mashu, and therefore that's why we didn't add these extra two Amis. Well, frak the Gemara, Vika Haich Mashu. Still, how could you say that any Eitam was not less than 23 Amis? It was not less than 23 Amis plus this Mashu. So says the Gemara, Enachanami, but Kavan Dilu Havai Amsa, so therefore Lechashivla. Enachanami was a little bit taller even than 23 Amis, but since we never got to 24 Amis, so therefore we just give a rounded number and we say that it was no less than 23. But in a Hanami, if you add this mashu, it was really no less than 23 amos plus this mashu.